Okay, we are up to Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 12, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Yevamos. So then the following parts of the Mishnah are going to discuss, let's say, there are three parts of Chalitza as we know. There's the part of removing the Yevam shoe, then the Yevama spits in front of the Yevam, and then they each say some psukim to one another. Now, the question is, let's say one of these three aspects was left out, will the Chalitza still be a valid Chalitza? So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Chalza v'rakaka. Let's say the Yevama, she removed the shoe of the man, and she also she did the spitting in front of the Yevam. Avalokara, but she didn't say the psukim, she didn't say all the lines that she has to say. Chalitza sakshir. The chalitza is still going to be kosher, because when it comes to saying the psukim, that's not going to be ma'akiv, it's not going to be considered an essential action for the validity of the chalitza. Kara v'rakaka. If she said the verses, and she also spat in front of the Yevam, avalo chalza, but she didn't remove the shoe, chalitza sapsua, the chalitza is going to be puzzle, it's going to be invalid according to everyone, because the Torah says that that's removing the shoe is going to be ma'akev, it's going to be an essential action. That's where everyone seems to agree. Chalza v'kara, but let's say she removed the shoe, and she said the psukim, avalo rakaka, but she didn't do the spitting, or b'eliezer, or mera b'eliezer says chalitza sapsua, that the chalitza act, that the entire chalitza is going to be puzzle, it's going to be an invalid chalitza. Why? Because when it comes to spitting, spitting is essential as it's makiv as an action, and therefore any part that is an action must be done. And if not, then it's going to be possible. Rabbi Akiva says chalitza sakshir. Now the chalitza is kosher. Why? Because any sort of action of the chalitza that does not involve the yavam, if it's not done, then it's going to be okay. So let's see how these tanaim actually bring proofs from the psukim. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Kach yeaseh." The pasuk says that so shall be done. Kach yeaseh. Kol davar shehu maaseh me'akiv, which means that any anything that's going to be considered an action as part of the chalitza process, then it's going to be ma'akiv. It's going to be necessary to do, and if not, then it's going to be puzzle. So the removing of the shoe and the spitting are actions, and therefore they must be done without any exception. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "What? Misham raya? Really, you're going to bring a proof from there? You forgot to read the rest of the pasuk." The pasuk says, so shall be done to the man, meaning which means anything that is an action involving the man, which means only one thing, that you remove the shoe, that's the only thing that's going to be ma'akiv, but anything else will not be ma'akiv, and therefore, when it comes to the removing of the shoe, that's ma'akiv, but the spitting in front of him, that's not going to be ma'akiv, the psukim are not going to be ma'akiv. That's Rabbi Akiva's proof. Alright, that was Mishnah Gimel, now Mishnah Dalet. Hachiri Shenachalatz, if you have a chalitza that was done by someone who is a deaf mute individual, or if so in other words, the first case is where the yavam is a chirish, but the second case is where the yavama is a deaf mute and she does the chalitza, and also let's say the yavama who did the chalitza, let's say she was a gedola, but the boy was a katan, chalitzas a psul. In all these cases, the chalitza is going to be pasul, it's going to be invalid for two reasons here. One, because the even though the psukim are not ma'akiv, they need to have the capacity to say them, and also the katan, the boy needs to be an adult. That's what we learn from the Torah. Then katana shechaltza, if the yavama was a katana, let's say she was an underage girl, whereas the man was above 13, but in this katana she did the chalitza, tachlos misha tagdil, so she has to do the chalitza again when she becomes an adult, meaning when she passes the age of 12, then she would have to do the chalitza once again. V'imlo chaltza chalitza sapsula, but if she didn't do the chalitza, the additional one after she grew up, then her original chalitza is going to be puzzled, because the yavama also has to be an adult for the chalitza to be valid. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now we'll stop right here.